How do you live in this credit-driven economy without a credit score? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Whether you want to buy that expensive new gadget or a new home, many, if not most of us, will rely on credit. And lenders deciding whether we get that credit will rely on an algorithm, a formula from credit scoring agencies that delivers your credit score, ranging from the 300s to mid 800s. But what happens when you don't have one? Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado has more on that.
When he was 9 years old, Jose Quiñones and his family migrated to the U.S. from Mexico. He was undocumented. Later, he got his permanent residency as a teenager and was excited to get his first job and paycheck.
I did open up a checking account just to, you know, help save, manage the money that I was earning at the flea market.
This was all new for him. Growing up, his parents never had a bank account.
We all worked and got paid in cash, and we were able to, you know, pay our bills using cash as well.
So getting his own bank account as a teen was an important first step for him. Undocumented immigrants without a bank account don't qualify for most credit cards and other mainstream lending services. This means they just don't have a credit score. Michael Clemens, Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment at the Government Accountability Office, says these consumers are considered credit invisible.
These would be individuals who do not have a file with the three major consumer reporting agencies.
So Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. A Consumer Financial Protection Bureau report from 2015 showed that some 45 million Americans didn't have a credit score. And in addition to undocumented immigrants, Clement says there are others who typically don't have access to banks.
Households with low income, those with less education, and finally minorities, in particular African-American and Hispanic households.
And without a bank, it's hard to get a credit card, which starts your credit history. Quiñones experienced that firsthand. Now he's the CEO of Mission Asset Fund, a financial technology company that formalizes so-called lending circles, where undocumented borrowers lend each other money. These loans are modest by many people's standards. In the low four figures, one person gets a loan amount every month until everyone in the circle gets their turn. That loan then becomes reportable to the credit bureaus, helping those borrowers establish a credit score.
We work to help immigrant communities to become visible, active, and successful in their financial lives.
And Quiñones' company isn't the only one doing this. More fintech companies are getting into the lending space to, according to them, democratize banking and credit. Now, you do have to have extra money on hand to be in a lending circle. So getting a credit score this way, if you've been invisible to the system, still requires both work and resources.
That was producer Jesus Alvarado. And now for some related links. Michael Clements has written several reports for the Government Accountability Office. We'll have links to a couple of them on our website, marketplacetech.org. In the report about the 45 million Americans who lack a credit score, Clements focuses on how mortgage lenders could make better use of borrowers' alternative data, for example, rental payment history, to increase access to mortgage loans for credit-invisible borrowers. We'll have more on that alternative data in an upcoming episode of the show. Now, technically, you can be credit invisible even if you have a credit score. For example, if you only have a record at one or two of the three bureaus for whatever reason. Credit.com has an explainer from earlier this year on this, aptly titled, "Are You One of the Credit Invisibles?" And finally, for more on the real-life consequences of living as a credit-invisible consumer, The Washington Post has a story on how it factors into the massive gap between Black and white home ownership. We'll link to that piece as well. Tomorrow, as we continue our look at credit scoring algorithms, how some people try to game the system. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.